You know, when we usually talk about home, we picture a specific place on a map, like a fixed address or a familiar front door.
Right, yeah. You tie your memories to the physical house itself.
Exactly. But I was looking through the Lejarreau family history sources recently, specifically the memoirs of Frank Alain, and well, his mother Josephine's story completely shattered that definition for me.
Oh, for sure. Her story really reframes things.
Yeah, so we're doing a deep dive today into Josephine's life, looking at how this incredibly busy, quiet pioneer mother managed to anchor a family of seven children across multiple homesteads.
And her son Frank's narration provides such an intimate portrait of that. He really proves that the most memorable history isn't about geography at all. I mean, it's about the deeply felt experience of home.
Which is wild because geographically, their life was just constant instability.
Oh, completely. They started out on a ranch in the Jackfish Creek area, then packed up and moved to Vaughan, and then relocated again to a farm in Highgate.
And it didn't stop there,
Well,
right?
no, not at all. Then they went back to Jackfish, onto some land gifted by Josephine's parents. Then a job pulled them to Sweetgrass. And finally, in 1937, they moved all the way out to British Columbia.
See, I'm just struggling to understand how a family survives all of that without completely fracturing. I mean, they're moving like a modern military family.
Yes, six different homesteads in a relatively short period.
Right. So, how did those kids not feel totally unmoored by that lack of a permanent physical house?
Well, you'd think they would be, but Frank's memoirs reveal something really counterintuitive. Josephine's constant quiet routine actually became the physical foundation of their home.
Oh, wow. So the routine was the anchor.
Exactly. Frank doesn't even really dwell on the chaos of packing and moving. Instead, his most vivid memories are of these long, cold winter evenings.
Where they're all just sitting around together.
Yeah, the whole family playing cards. And Josephine was always working, carding wool, knitting, sewing, all while his father, Alphonse, was just wrestling with the kids on the floor.
So the routine itself became the architecture of their childhood. Frank actually notes in his writing, he says, "We always knew we were loved."
Because the walls around them kept changing. But that predictable rhythm of their evenings, that emotional warmth never wavered.
That consistency told the children they were secure. But you know, that warmth inside the house is a pretty stark contrast to what was waiting for them outside the door.
Oh, absolutely. Surviving in Sweetgrass wasn't just about knitting by the fire, it was a massive physical operation.
Yeah, when they lived there, the young boys, Frank and his brother Raymond, were tasked with feeding 2,000 head of cattle.
2,000. And that required hauling hay 14 miles using horses and sleighs.
In the absolute dead of the prairie winter, which is just brutal.
Right. And meanwhile, the girls were managing the gardening, just massive amounts of canning and all the sewing.
Which became even more critical after the youngest daughter, Yvette, was born, because Josephine developed this severe asthma.
Yeah, that asthma nagged her for the rest of her life.
And it forced a complete shift in how the household operated. Under her guidance, all the children, boys and girls, were taught to do the housework.
Which is a lot of responsibility for kids.
It is. And modern culture often views intense household chores as a burden, you know, something we try to spare kids from. It seems like that level of forced labor could easily breed resentment.
Well, it's a natural assumption today, but we have to look at the psychological mechanism of pioneer survival. I mean, when survival requires every single pair of hands, your contribution is undeniably vital.
You aren't just doing a chore to build character.
Exactly. You are literally keeping your family fed and alive. Shared struggle on that level creates a really profound sense of belonging and mutual reliance.
You're essential to the group, and the source texts highlight how deep this community reliance went, right up to the grandparents.
Oh, yeah, Grandfather Moyse.
Right. He would have his six grandsons help out on his ranch during the summers, giving each a pony to ride. And then he'd completely outfit them with new clothes for the year.
And Frank notes that his grandfather worked in Indian affairs, and historical records refer to him as a great leader for those communities.
Yeah, because during severe winters, he would actually butcher his own beef herds to feed the starving indigenous populations nearby.
He modeled such a profound level of community care. And that understanding that we sacrifice our own resources to ensure the people around us survive, it clearly trickled down to his kids and grandkids.
And that tight-knit bond certainly carried them through their final move, because in 1937, they left the prairies for the West Coast.
Right, settling in Mission City and then Port Moody, BC, where Alphonse found logging and millwork.
And Frank fondly remembers those as the best years of his parents' lives.
Well, the desperate struggles and those 14-mile hay hauls in the snow were finally behind them.
But the emotional infrastructure they built together remained completely intact. Frank summarizes it so perfectly.
What did he say?
He writes that the greatest inheritance Josephine and Alphonse left their children wasn't land or money. It was a profound respect for elders and a deep love for one another.
Wow. They really inherited the capacity to build a home out of thin air just by being together.
They prove that home is a practice, not a place.
I love that.
Which leaves you with a thought to carry with you today. When you look at the daily chores, the shared struggles, and those quiet evening routines in your own life, well, what invisible inheritance are you unknowingly passing down to the next generation? Will they remember the physical houses you lived in or the feeling of home you built inside them?